Well, I'll repeat a little bit. Came out here with Silas Mason to the test site in 1951. And I came out here with what at that time was a friend of mine. We had both been to high school together. And his name was Ray Blossom.
Huh.
And he and I came out here and worked for Silas Mason together. And we had an office in Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And during the early atmospheric days when they were building towers out there, they were hanging balloons with laboratory with nuclear weapons on them. And it was our job as Silas Mason to design and have built all the towers, all of the supporting equipment that went through it, which was line of sight pipes and all that and the other. Right. Multi-million-dollar contracts in those days.
Sure.
And Ray Blossom was the estimator. The facilities were designed in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm,
by the Silas Mason engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ray Blossom and I were out at Mercury, and he would take these plans that had been designed. He would make what they called a government estimate,
mm-hmm,
of what it should cost to build this tower and
okay,
all this stuff. And then they'd send it out for bids to various contractors, generally only one or two that were interested in building towers out there. But we'd send them out, and the bids would come back. Then it turns out it became my job to take Blossom's government estimate and go deal with the contractors.
Interesting.
Select the contractor to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And Blossom and I both decided at that time, hey, with this job we've got, this is no time for our wives to come up with fur coats and we start driving Cadillacs, because they'll have us for embezzling money. But we were in a position where I could have dealt with a contractor. I'd say, oh, if you lower your bid this much and give me 50% of it, you can have the job. It was my job to decide who got
wow,
was the successful contractor.
Wow.
But both of us were too chicken to even do that, even mm-hmm, think about it very seriously. But in 1955, Silas Mason lost their contract out here, and Holmes and Narver came in.
Right.
No, I'm ahead of myself, because first, in 55, Reynolds Electrical and Engineering Company, they formed an engineering group,
mm-hmm,
and Silas Mason lost the contract, and before the government hired another A&E, RICO took it over with their engineering department.
Okay.
Well, I had been out here for several years, and I decided I didn't really want to leave, so I put in to join RICO Engineering. I was a charter member of the RICO Engineering Department.
Wow.
In 1955-56. And in the meantime, Ray Blossom had gone to work for the laboratory. He had been hired by the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
So in 57, I got a call one day. I was still working for RICO.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call one day from Blossom. And he said, would you like to go to work for the Los Alamos Laboratory? I said, sure, what are you offering? He said, well, Bob Newman, the group leader, wants you to come to Los Alamos so we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they paid my way, and I went to Los Alamos for an interview, and Newman offered me a job at much better salary than I was making with RICO.
Interesting.
So, in 57, my family was still here.
Mm-hmm.
And Newman called me and hired me. He says, come to work. But he says, normally we would move your family back. We'd move all your furniture and all.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, I don't want you to move yet. He said, I'm going to send you right back to the test site when you come to work for us.
Wow.
So he said, just leave your family there.